goal of the Christian life is to become like Jesus. And so one question we have to ask ourselves is this: is the attitude that we have developed Christ-like? For example, do we go through life with a complaining, pessimistic, negative attitude, or do we go through life with an optimistic, thankful attitude? You see, if I look at all the different people in my life who are positive, I think at the top of the list is my dad. In my whole life, I have never heard my dad complain. I think that's incredible. Never once. I'll give you an example. One time he's over at my brother's and he's looking for something to eat for lunch. So he goes to their deep freeze, he pulls out some soup, he goes to the microwave, warms it up, sits down at the table and eats the whole bowl of soup. Just as he's finishing, my sister-in-law comes and says to him, "Dave, that wasn't soup, that was gravy." He ate the whole bowl of gravy and never complained once. You know, if I'm my dad, I'm thinking this soup tastes awful funny. It's a little bit salty, dear daughter-in-law. Dear daughter-in-law, this soup would be much better on potatoes than in my bowl. You know, he ate the whole thing and never complained once. You see, this says something about my dad's attitude. I asked him once about his philosophy in life regarding complaining. And he said that early in life, he found that complaining adds no value to situations. He told me he never had been rewarded for complaining. See, my dad also made the point that there's a difference between speaking out when injustice is happening and complaining. See, Jesus, he never complained, but he spoke out against injustice. And that means speaking the truth. Christians are called to proclaim the truth, and this is what Jesus did. But complaining is different. Complaining is when we voice our displeasure when we don't get our way, when our will isn't satisfied, when we have a desire and it goes unmet. So it's very a self-centered, focused attitude. This is not the attitude that Jesus had. So how do we stop complaining? We don't stop complaining by thinking, "I'm not going to complain, I'm not going to complain," and try and beat it out of our lives. We can't do that. We just can't stop a negative. We have to replace it with a positive. So what's a positive that can counteract the negative of complaining? Thanksgiving. So when we're in a situation and we're tempted to complain, what should we do? We should take our attention off of the unmet desire within us and place it upon God and think, what have we been blessed by? And thank Him. Thanksgiving drives out complaining. It's very difficult to complain and be thankful at the same time. And this is an important practice because if we want to be like Christ, we have to take on His attitude. And Jesus never complained. He was always focused on the will of God. And Scripture says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."